भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 10 मलि महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स मनस्विना करुणिकस्य सोहानम या अर्थी कामोपने कामोपनायेन दुर्गति कुता पुनार ब्रह्मा विराम भवद्विषाम तथा ततो वतोर अस्य ददामि वंचिताम मनस्विना करुणिकस्य शोभानम यद आर्थी कमोपने नयेन दुर्गई कुतक पुनर्रामा विदम भवदृशाम ततो वतोर अस्य ददामि वंचिताम मनस्विना करुणिकस्य शोभानम् यद् आर्थी कामोपनयेन दुर्गतिः कुतक पुनर्ब्रह्मा विदम् भवदृशम् ततो वतोर अस्य ददामि वंचितम् मनस्विना करुणिकस्य शोभानम् यद् आर्थी कामोपनयेन दुर्गतिः कुतक पुनर्ब्रह्मा विदम् भवदृशम् ततो वतोर अस्य ददामि वंचितम् मनस्विना यदार्थी कामोपमनेन दुर्गति कुतक पुनर्ब्रह्म भवदृशम् ततो वतो यस्य ददामि वंचितम् मनस्विनां करुणिकस्य शोभानम् यदार्थी कामोपनेन दुर्गति तक पुनर्ब्रह्म विदम् भवदृशम् ततो वतो अस्य ददामि वंचितम् मनस्विनां करुणिकस्य शोभानम् यदार्थी कामोपनयेन दुर्गति तक पुनर्ब्रह्म विदम् भवदृशम् ततो वतो अस्य ददामि वंचितम् मनस्विना करुणिकस्य शोभानम् यदार्थी कामोपनयेन दुर्गति कुतक पुनर्ब्रह्म विदम् भवदृशम् Tato vato rasya tadami panchitam.
Matajis.
Manasvina karunakasya nam. Amiya kampani natur gati. Kunapuna brahma buddham bhavadvisham. Tovato asya tadami vanchitam. Manasvina unakasya sobhanam. Adi kamupanayena durgatihi. Tapuna brahma vidham bhadrisham. Tovato asya tadami vanchitam. Manasvina karunikas vanam yarati kamapa nahina gurgati apuna brahma vidam bhavadrisham tato vato dasya tadami vanchitam. Manasvina. Of persons who are greatly munificent. Karunikasya. A person celebrated is very merciful. Sobhanam. Very auspicious. Yat. That. Arti. A person's in need of money. Kama upanayena. By satisfying durgati, becoming poverty stricken. Kuta, what? Puna, again, is to be said. Brahmavidam, a person's well versed in transcendental science. Brahmavidya, bhavardrisham. Like your good self. Tata. Therefore. Vato. Of the brahmachari. Asya. Of this mamandev. Dadami. I shall give. Manchitam. Whatever he wants. Translation. By giving charity. A benevolent. And merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one accepts a poverty-stricken position because of losing money in business, gambling, prostitution or intoxication, no one will praise him. But if one becomes poverty-stricken by giving all of his possessions in charity, he becomes adored all over the world. Aside from this, if a benevolent and merciful person exhibits his pride in becoming poverty-stricken by giving his possessions in charity for good causes, his poverty is a welcome an auspicious sign of a great personality. Bali Maharaj decided that even though he would become poverty-stricken by giving everything to Vamanadeva, this is what he would prefer. Manasvina kanunikasya sobhanam yad arti kamopanayena durgatihi kutak punar brahma viram bhavadrisham tato vator asya dadami vanchitam. By giving charity, benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. ओम ज्ञानात्मिरन्धस्या जनञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. I was born in the darkness of ignorance and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Bali Maharaj is even knowing that he's going to become poverty-stricken from the material point of view, because you give everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, materially you become poverty-stricken. Srila Prabhupada tells this story that my business wasn't going so well. Prabhupada was talking about right before he took sannyas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada was calling him to take sannyas. Srila Prabhupada said, in a humble way, I was horrified. It's a very special lecture, Prabhupada said. I was horrified. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is calling me to take sannyas. Prabhupada said I was horrified. That he had 5 children, business in the pharmaceutical firm, and so many material things going his way. But by the grace of Lord Krishna, the business was not going so well. The wife was drinking tea and crackers and had actually sold Srila Prabhupada's manuscript to the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Huh? The Bhagavatam, excuse me. Took the manuscript of the Bhagavatam, sold it. Say it in English, please. I can't understand what he... I was told it was manuscript. Manuscript, you're wrong. It was manuscript of Bhagavad Gita. She sold it for tea and crackers. So Prabhupada said, ultimately, tea or me? And the good wife said, I'll take tea. So Srila Prabhupada left, and even he was offering everything to Krishna, right at the time in the beginning of his, I believe it was right before Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, in the streets of Delhi, he was gored by a bull. Walking down the streets in Delhi, doing his business of preaching, and his Back to Godhead magazine, going to the printer, the business that he had, and a bull came and gored him. Can you imagine? His very serious attack. Not like one of our American dogs biting your ankle. This is a bull goring you. So, Krishna, who's known as Hari, he takes away everything. Sometimes we see the Christian preachers, if you surrender to God, you will have abundance. You will have a good job and a great car and a beautiful house. Even there's one organization, my mother joined it about 10 years after I became a devotee. They chant mantras in Japanese, and they read from a book and worship a Kahanza. We won't mention the people. But they pray specifically for material things. I want a new car. I asked my mother, well, what are you praying for? She got her what's called Kahanza, I think it's called. She's praying, I'm praying that you get out of the Hare Krishna. Didn't work. Maybe worked a little, but not for very long. So they have some mundane conception that if I worship God, then I can get everything. Then I'll have abundant life. Then I'll have a great life. But the Krishna consciousness philosophy is that the first stage of Krishna's mercy is that he takes away everything from the devotee. Bali Maharaj knew, I'm going to become penniless. I'm giving everything to this Mom and Dave. Devotees know I have to give up everything, otherwise it'll be squandered by material nature. I joined the Hare Krishna movement somehow or other. I came with a friend, and I brought $13,000 to Seattle ISKCON, 1972. And I wrote traveler's checks, $100 traveler's checks. Took about 45 minutes to the president of the temple for $10,000. In those days, that's a lot of money. More than $25,000 now, I think. And I kept three in the bank. It was in the name of me and this friend and my mother. I left three for emergency. I didn't want to surrender everything, just in case we wanted to get out and go to Mount Rainier and work in the National Forest, do something good for nature. And lo and behold, within 6 months, the lady conspired with my mother and stole the $3,000 and left. Actually got kicked out. So I lost everything anyway. Everything was taken away. The rug was pulled out from underneath. But I was thinking, well, I'll have $3,000. Just in case, in 1972, you could pay rent for a year with $3,000. Get an apartment for $200 a month. It would last you more than a year with utilities, hot water. So it was a lot of money stolen by Maya, personified. Never got it back. But the funds that we gave to the Krishna consciousness movement, by Krishna's arrangement, we were in San Francisco and we split a class with Swami. He was just here. What was his name, Bana? Chandramali Swami. And he said that I'm going to split the class with Sir because he's senior to me. I joined in 72 or 73, he said. And I said, Maharaj, I said in the class, actually we joined at the same time, but because I gave $10,000, I was initiated within 3 weeks of joining the Hare Krishna movement, so everyone thought I was senior. I was Sura as soon as I joined. So it wasn't my love and devotion. It was my pocketbook. So you are senior to me, Maharaj. Only I had more money than you by Krishna's arrangement and lost all of it. So Srila Prabhupada, the business was not going so well. His wife was disobeying, not working with him cooperatively, not Krishna conscious. And Srila Prabhupada had physically been gored by a bull. Even his health was taken away. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was calling, come and take sannyas. So Srila Prabhupada states that this material world is full of zeros. But when you have Krishna, how does it go exactly? You have 10, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, yes. That Prabhupada said, I gave up 4 or 5 children, and now Prabhupada had 4,000 disciples, dedicated disciples, ready to give their life to defend the temple, to push on the Krishna consciousness movement, ready to go to jail to do Harinam in the streets of London and Chicago and Los Angeles, San Francisco, ready to dedicate fully to him. So Prabhupada said, I gave up everything. Now I have so much. So Krishna's first installation of mercy is that he takes everything materially away. So not that we become bountiful and all of a sudden every devotee has a brand new house and a beautiful car and a lovely spouse, a wonderful husband or beautiful wife. Actually, Krishna takes away everything. He takes away your mundane relationships. He takes away your so-called riches. Instead of living in a beautiful house that you own alone, we live in a beautiful temple. When we were in St. Louis as brahmacharis in the mid-70s, we had to live head-toe. That means that one Prabhu would sleep this way, and the guy next to him sleep the other way, and then this way, and not because we liked rolling into someone's feet, but actually that's the only way you could all fit in a particular room. Myself, the senior devotees, we were in the movement by then 3 years. We were extremely senior Vaishnavs, wasn't it? By 75. If you had been in the movement 2, 3 years, you were a senior devotee. Now you could be in the movement 8 years, you're still Das, Das, Anu Das. But in those days, so maybe 8 of us got to sleep in Ganapati Maharaj's office. It was a very tiny office. And Vaisheshika Prabhu chose on top of the desk because he was 6'6". Me being only 5'7", I chose under the desk. So everyone had their situation. And that's all. We were very happy. We didn't have a big house, but we felt extremely bountiful. We didn't have big cars. In St. Louis, one car, somehow or other, we couldn't get it fixed. And the front seat used to wobble. So when you turn on the gas, the seat would wobble backwards. And most of the devotees, when I'd say, take out the blue Chevy, they'd say, well, you're not going to send me out in the death trap today. They called it the death trap. It was legal. I don't think we ever got inspected, but somehow or other, we didn't have great cars, but they went out, devotees went out, and did very nice sankirtan. Very nice book distribution, harinam, and preaching. So this is the message of Bali Maharaj and Bamandev pastime. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilasu api avastasu jiva mukta sauchate. The other day in Srila Prabhupada's lecture, he emphasized this verse, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira. One who serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his or her works, karmana, manasa, with the mind, gira, with our speech, nikilasu api avastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. That is a liberated soul. That is how one becomes liberated. And liberated soul doesn't need material riches. If a liberated soul has material riches, he utilizes it in Krishna's service. If he doesn't have material riches, he utilizes whatever he's given in Krishna's service. Our Srila Prabhupada was sometimes given great facilities. Sometimes the devotees weren't able to afford such nice facility. I will never forget, we went with Srila Prabhupada to a pandal in India, I think it was 75 or 76. And we stayed in that Hyderabad. And the temple there was a complete construction site. And it was outdoors because the construction was just getting started. And we all slept on different stairs in the outdoors of Hyderabad in the month of, what is it called? Magh? March. I'll never forget it. It was good fun. Even we went, myself and Savas Prabhu. He had his Denver temple devotees. I was coming from St. Louis. We decided to bring our men together, Sankirtan men who had competed all year to, Jagannath Puri. So we went downstairs in the Howrah train station in Calcutta. And bats were flying everywhere. They said, you'll have to wait for about 6 hours. The train has been delayed. So I turned to Savas. I said, you know, I really don't like bats. They kind of spooked me out a little bit. He said, let me try something. So he went to someone, I don't know who. He gave 10 rupees per person, which is about the equivalent of 20 cents. Those days, probably less, 15 cents. And he got us first-class facility on the roof of the Howrah train station. You remember? We got up there, and lo and behold, either there was a water heater or a water cooler. All the devotees piled down, Anutama, everybody. Somehow I didn't trust the scene so much. And sure enough, dozens of ratikos came from that water cooler and started crawling over the sleeping devotees. And me and one other Vaishnav, who were sitting on a bench a little bit far away from the cooler, were totally shaken. Devotees were sleeping. I was like, I'm not going to wake them up. We'd look over the tracks, and as the train would pull in, thousands of ratikos would come out of the tracks. And when the train would pull out, Ratiko means rat in Sanskrit. No, that's Musiko. Puna Musiko Bhava. Maybe it's not Ratiko. Is it Ratiko in Sanskrit? I made it up. Okay, rats. As soon as the train would pull out, thousands of rats would jump back in under the tracks or in the tracks or wherever they went. We were horrified, really horrified. And it was still good fun. We'll never forget the night in the Howrah train station. The next night, we were back in Calcutta. We never caught the train. I can't remember. The train never came. We went back to Mayapur, and I hadn't gotten any sleep at all. So at night I went to bed, and in the middle of the night, there was a tick-tick lizard. They make a interesting sound, goes. They're little tiny lizards, but they have some poisonous abilities. Anyway, in my mind, fully asleep, I was still at the Howrah train station. And I don't know what a lizard or a rat or anything sounds like. It just sounded scary. So the tick-tick lizard came close to my ear and I immediately woke up screaming in Sridhar Mayapur. I remember Markandeya, Shankar Pandit, Partha Mitra, they had to, "Sir, you're in Sridhar Mayapur. It's okay, it was just a lizard. You're all right." I had no idea where I was, who I was, what was going on. But for the Vaishnav, this is where we'd stay. In Mayapur, they called it, in those days, what was it called? The wall. Where are you staying? Oh, on the wall. The long, huh? But we. Oh, okay. I thought I stayed in the wall. Maybe I did. But the facility was not bountiful, materially. Spiritually, extremely bountiful. We'll never forget it, and we'll remember for the rest of our lives. So for a Vaishnav, we may be given great facility, we may be given not such great facility. That doesn't matter. That's external. What we care is ihayasya harerdasya, that we are serving Lord Krishna with our work, our mind, karmana, manasa, gira, and our words, and then we are very happy. Because that's the beginning. Even Shankaracharya stated, satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischalatatvam, nischalatatvam jivanmukta. He told his disciples, satsangatve, by having the association of devotees, satsangatve nisangatvam, you give up the association of materialistic persons. Nisangatva nirmohatvam, by giving up the association of mundane personalities, one gives up the association of the mode of ignorance and illusion. Nirmohatvam nischalatatvam, when one gives up that ignorance and illusion, one begins the path of spirituality. And when nischalatatvam jivan mukta, when one is on the path of spiritual practice. One is practically self-realized soul, Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta Sa Uchite. So in this way, people are crying out for self-realization. They're not becoming happy. I've never met anyone who was truly happy from material possessions or bountiful material life. Actually, it makes one more miserable. We have little apartment, and by Krishna's arrangement, it has a water heater, so the water can remain warm. And upstairs, there's another water heater in Gaudachandra's facility, and somehow or other, his water heater sprung a leak. And water was coming out of the light fixture in the kitchen and flowing everywhere very freely. At this point in time, by Krishna's grace, we have no kitchen. The ceiling is torn apart and dripping everywhere. I think they just found the leak coming from the water heater, so maybe the dripping stopped, but still. And for devotees, we are not miserable. We're not getting me a hotel at the Hilton. I'm not living in this. For devotees, we close the door from here to there. We move everything from the big refrigerator to Ram Nomi's little refrigerator in his room. And we go on with life bountiful in Krishna consciousness. So this is devotee life. We don't need anything major. I remember in my house, we had a very big house in the suburbs of Chicago. And one day, the sub pump broke. I don't know exactly what a sub pump is. Sump pump. My father was so upset. And the basement was full of things that we can't discuss in a temple room full of pure devotees. It was very bad. And it took weeks to clean up. And it was really not good smelling. And my father was miserable for all those weeks. I bought such a nice house, and the sub pump breaks, and that. He was ready to shoot someone, but we never owned a gun in the household. So, this is bountiful life. And this is what people are looking for. Krishna conscious, simple life. Live simply, and think about Krishna. Serve Krishna. In this way, I'd like to read couple of letters that we've gotten recently at the BBT to the secretary. Sura, thank you for your continued info. I appreciate it because you already completed the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm working on Canto 2, Part 1 and 2. I sometimes get confused or uncertain. How should the fact of knowing we as the self, hidden in the body, change or affect how we live? I sometimes don't know how I'm supposed to live. Maybe that answer will come after I've read all the books. I mean, I'm not sure how one lives for the self as opposed to the flesh. And what is the goal or what are we supposed to achieve with our being here? On what do we base our decisions? Sorry if these sounds overly philosophical, but they are honest. I do have a master's degree, so I'm not utterly stupid. But on spiritual things, does the inner self guide us? And I had the envelope, but I don't have the written who it's from. And we wrote back to that nice person with the master's degree. This is another quick letter from Michelle Ito in Hawaii. Haribol, I was introduced to Krishna in 2006, and I love Krishna so much. Every day I think of him, and I want to learn more. I've read the story of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and I'm not sure what to read next, but I'm eager to learn. Please reply, Hare Krishna. And so we wrote to her. These are individuals that are begging for Krishna consciousness, especially this guy. This was very recent. The gentleman's name is E. Wiley from Springfield, Massachusetts. 0515, that's Massachusetts, I think. Dear BBT, I can't thank you enough for the free copy of Self-Realization. I don't know how he got a free copy. I'm very eager to read more of Prabhupada's published work. I've been going through Bhagavad Gita as it is, and I feel immediately liberated from reading it. Forgive my handwriting, though I know this is only the book that's meant for distributing. Prabhupada's work, the reason I'm writing is to see if the people that work at the BBT are pure devotees. I wrote back, yes, we are. No, I said. And I was inquiring if anyone reading this knew of a particular self-realized spiritual master in disciplic succession whom, if there is any possibility of me meeting to become a disciple under such a person by guiding me through the Vedas and surrendering unto the supreme lotus feet of the Lord. I am 17-year-old young man that has been in great, great distress beyond comprehension. I have no other resources such as people who have this knowledge, nor the money to leave this state to go to an ISKCON center in Calcutta, India, which I desire greatly. So please, if you have a name of such a person or know of a fund or any way for people to get to an ISKCON center easily, I would greatly appreciate the information for helping me find my master. I know that if I really wish to seek such a man, Krishna will let me find him, which is why I'm writing to you. I very, very much hope someone writes back to me in regard to a specific bona fide self-realized spiritual master in disciplic succession who can rescue me from this sea of miseries, who should be highly recommended for someone who wants Krishna consciousness. Thank you for your time, Hare Krishna, E. Wiley. So we wrote back to him and told him that Calcutta is a little expensive, but Los Angeles is very feasible. Is there an E. Wiley here? He didn't come yet. He's only 17. But people are begging for Krishna consciousness, and it's our business in our humble way to give them the Krishna consciousness movement and the bona fide devotees of the Lord. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga. I told them already. They know that. Because that happened about a year ago. Well, 6 months ago. Oh, that they definitely heard. They were in front of the house. I was in a coma because my shoulder had dropped. I was very sick. I had a urinary tract infection. And they couldn't wake me up, so Firearm came, and she saw the golden Hare Krishna. I saw what appeared to be Yamadevas, beards, 280, 110 kilos, 120 kilos,